Today's episode is brought to you by The Corner Office. The Corner Office is a new and unique place for business professionals to conduct meetings of any kind, with a selection of meeting rooms that hold from 3 to 6 people through to boardrooms for up to 10 to 20 participants. They also have a very smart co-sharing workspace, high-speed Wi-Fi, and a fully licensed lounge bar. The Corner Office is also perfect for holding private corporate functions for client appreciation, product presentations, or cocktail parties. Owners Robin and Lisa have put together an experienced team that will coordinate all your meeting or function requirements and deliver the very best in service excellence. I've met their staff when I come in to use the meeting rooms for my face-to-face interviews, and they really are fantastic. Each of the meeting rooms are named after an international business district. Today, recording this interview, we are in the Canary Wharf meeting room with a view overlooking Adelaide Street. Business owners and managers can use the Corner Office for their business requirements as they need it or on a regular basis as a member. So if you're based in Brisbane or travelling to Brisbane and looking for an inner city location for a meeting or function that speaks volumes about the level of professionalism you deliver, then the Corner Office is your ideal venue. Best way to see what they can do for you and your business is to either visit in person to 483 Adelaide Street, Brisbane City, or the Corner Office Facebook page, or visit them online at thecorneroffice.club.
You're listening to the Customer Centric Show with Mel Telesikin, where we talk with successful business owners and experts to share smart ways to attract more customers, profits, and freedom by thinking about customers first. Now, here's your host, Mel Telesikin.
Hi, and welcome to the Customer Centric Show, new episode number 53. And I invited today's guest on the show because she is known as the Meetup Queen, amongst other things. And starting fresh as an entrepreneur in Australia, Francesca Moy realised that the power lies within your network. With no friends or family in Australia, Francesca decided to grow her community, and she did that using Meetup and Facebook platforms. Francesca created a system to show her clients how to build a profitable network of raving fans. From 0 members to over 10,000 people in her meetups in only a few months, Francesca has generated a 6-figure business for herself and for her clients via workshops and training programs. She was soon labelled the Meetup Queen, and Francesca now is the published author of the book Follow Me, and you must do the byline. Because I can't do it.
Shut up and build your network.
Shut up and build your network. See, it's just not the same when I do it. So, now, Francesca, we always start the show by asking our guests examples of customer-centric businesses and sharing what your perhaps experience of it is and your reasoning for the choice. So, what do you think?
So first of all, thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. She's just come straight off a flight from Melbourne.
Yes.
Like an hour ago, and
yes.
Now recording. Yes.
Yeah. So cool. So you wouldn't believe it. The one that I have is actually the person that I'm collaborating with, which is Natasha Denman.
Natasha.
So, yes. Yes. Yeah. So her business is just so around customer service. Like, she loves to wow her clients. And she loves to do it in the right way. So I really, really, really like the way that she's very honest with her clients, and she's very upfront and very nurturing as well.
So what does Natasha do?
Natasha teaches people how to write a book in 48 hours.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did, right?
Yeah.
And without her help.
Wow, 48 hours, yeah?
Yes. Without her help, I would not be able to write a book and have it 9 weeks later in my hands. Like, it's really cool. And, you know, as you said before, a lot of people give an example of, like, big companies. And I can say, yes, they're good. You know, the customer service is good. But I don't think is comparable with, like, a small business. Because at the end of the day, we all, you know, you and I, we're all about small businesses. So I wanted to give you an example of someone that did everything from home. And Natasha does everything from her house with her husband.
Wow.
Just
okay.
The two of them. Yeah. I just convinced her now to get a VA.
Yes.
Because until now she didn't have one. I'm like, what are you doing? It's so good. You should, you know, just have a VA to help you out a bit.
Yeah.
Virtual assistant, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess you're saying really transparent. She's telling you she works from home. She's not sort of trying to put on a, you know, I guess
yeah.
a corporate face or anything like
no.
that to sort of, it's very honest and she's
yes.
truthful about where she's at in her business.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the way, like, that it's what you see, you get.
Yeah.
There's no, and a lot of people might not resonate with it. Some people might think that that's not professional. You have to you know, being a corporate, you know, face to it, but I really am taking that path as well. I love to be honest with my people and love to be just me. What you get, what you see, you get.
You definitely do. I saw a few of your videos on YouTube and Facebook, and it's
late at night, and you go, oh my God, I'm so ugly, but it doesn't matter, let's just do it.
It's great, and that's what's creating the connection that you have with your audience, absolutely, is your authenticity and the rawness of it. You're not, you know, perfectly dolled up all the time. It's Francesca, you know, during the day, Francesca at home at night, and that breeds the whole know, like, and trust element of
absolutely,
a brand as well.
Absolutely. And like you were saying before, people feel like they know me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I was just saying to Francesca before the show started recording, we went for coffee, we had a fantastic chat, very energized, and I knew I definitely wanted you on the show. But it's since then, seeing Facebook Live and seeing your posts in the last couple of weeks, I'm like, oh, I feel like I know Francesca really well. And it's because it's not polished. It's not perfect. It's great.
It's real, and it's live, and it's right here, right now.
Yeah, well done.
So people like always. Thank you so much. People always feel that they are here with me. So right now we're actually recording on Facebook Live.
We are, yeah.
and that's what people love to see. You know, they love to be part of my day, and that's why I always say to my client, you have to use your personal Facebook for your business without selling. I don't sell anything on my personal Facebook, but I show them what I do.
Yes.
And that's how they trust me, like you said, and then it's easier for them to take the next step with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a step backwards a little bit. And can you please give us the background of your arriving in Australia and the progress you've made in the last 12 months? If you can give us a summary, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in Australia for 8 years. But 2.5 years ago, I split up with my ex, and I decided that Australia wasn't for me, so I went back to Italy. And in Italy, I took this personal development path that really I was never thought that I was going to take. And when I did, I realized that, oh my God, why people don't teach this at school? Like, why people don't work on their mindset? And I always grew up thinking that I wasn't as good as my family. You know, my brother is Beethoven, like he plays piano like Beethoven.
Gifted,
talented. And I was never good at anything, that's what I thought. So when I started to study personal development, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna help all these girls that like me think that they are nothing, you know, they're not gonna have a career, they're not gonna have anything. And I was so passionate about that I came back to Australia. And when I came back here, I realized that there is coaches everywhere. How am I going to stand out? How, you know, people are going to play someone with an accent? Not possible. So I really thought that it was going to be too hard. So I was going to give up straight away and go back to a job.
So you were so you thought perhaps it didn't exist here so much. There weren't these sort of personal development coaches as often. Then you got here and realised, actually, there are quite a few.
Yes.
What am I going to do to cut through?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, impossible. So I called my brother, you know, the entrepreneur genius. And I said, bro, that's it. I'm going back to a job. I can't do this. And he said, no, try again. I'm like, oh, my God. So then I found this meetup, and I started my first meetup group. And I was a little bit of a course junkie at the same time. So those two things went parallel. So I was doing meetups for, like, a group of 10, 15 people and, like, you know, coach them, give them suggestions, and always be honest with them and say, I'm not charging anything because I'm new at this. So if you're happy to play around with me, I'll just...
Oh, you're testing your service, I guess.
Guinea pig. So I was always honest with them, though, saying I'm not professionally, you know, I'm doing my courses now, so I'm learning. If you don't mind, I will learn faster if I can, you know...
Yes,
you know,
get feedback from people
exactly,
as you go.
Exactly.
Before you continue, can you explain, there will be some people who are listening who might not be familiar with meetups.
Yeah, sure.
So could you just give us a rundown on what meetups are as opposed to just, I guess, a generalised term?
Of course, you're right. So Meetup is a huge platform from the US, and like it grew in 2001. And they started, like, guys from school decided that, university, decided that the girls were not going out anymore and they wanted to get more girls in the...
Oh, okay, to balance out the male-female ratio.
Yeah. So they thought that if they started a safe platform online called Meetup, girls would come along. So they started that.
So they invite them?
They invited them, yeah. It was like a safer way to just do a party. Yeah. And then from there, like Facebook, it just exploded in this, you know, community of local groups. So anyone that like tennis, they meet and they do a tennis meetup. And if you like salsa, you go and meet salsa dancers. And you know, and then
so people with common interests can meet in one location, organized by someone.
Yeah, so anyone can start a group, and you just have to pay $14.99 a month. And of course, US dollars. And then from there, you can have your own group and you can meet whenever you want. And it's really, really powerful. Yeah. And now people are using it for business a lot. So there's a lot of networking group, marketing, you know, how to do this and how to do that. There's so many meetups. Mm. And again, it's about the community, it's not about the business side of it. So it's not for, you know, a business owner to sell their business. It's more to create a community.
It's more of a social...
Yeah.
With a business undertone, I guess, but
yes.
But more of a social...
Yes. Like a like-minded group. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so as a person who comes into it, they can belong to multiple meetup groups based on their interests, business or social.
Yes, unlimited and it's free.
Yeah.
Some meetups will charge you to attend one event.
Yes.
Some meetups might have a membership going. So everyone can choose their own different meetups. So I started in September 2014, so a year and a half ago, my very first meetup group called Personal Development Mindset Brisbane.
Yeah. You created that group?
Yes, from zero. And I was so, like, impressed. Like, in a day and a half, I was, like, 150 people joined. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting. So I couldn't believe it. And I was like, okay, well, how can I benefit from this? What can I do? What else can I do? And I could see that all these people really wanted to learn, and I didn't think I was ready to teach them all that stuff. So what I did, I was bringing my coach and my mentors and everyone that I wanted to learn from as a guest speaker.
Well, so you brought together the wisdom, the collective wisdom, to be able to add enough value to warrant those people coming back again post the first
minute. Because I didn't think I was good enough because I was just starting, right? I didn't want to tell people, you're going to come here and learn heaps, because I was new.
Yes.
So I wanted to be fair to my community, and I wanted to be surrounded by friends that were doing personal development, and I couldn't find anyone just, you know, in the pub.
Yes.
Or, you know, anywhere. You know, it's really hard to find, you know, personal development people unless you go to personal development courses. So I was doing that. And in the same time, I was doing a lot of courses and workshops and anything that was about business or personal development, I was in it.
Yeah.
And I was, I was always starting a Facebook group with the attendees. That's super powerful.
Okay. So you were bringing your invitees or people who attended your meetup group and bringing them into another group, is that right?
No. I was attending other people's courses.
Yes.
So let's say I'm going to Anthony Robbins.
Yes.
Anthony Robbins, like, huge course.
Yes.
3,500 people.
Yes.
And I would say to the people that I met and you know, and you become friends with because it's such a life-changing experience, I'll say, guys, we need to keep working together.
Keep connecting beyond.
Keep connecting. Keep make sure that everyone, you know, implement everything. I'll be the leader of this group, and I will start a Facebook group, a private Facebook group for all the attendees of UPW 2014.
Yes.
And then I was going to another event, and I was like, another group. So I was having these multiple groups with like-minded people, and then eventually I would invite them to my meetup.
Right, okay. So you're building smaller communities based on specific interests.
Yes.
So, you know, your personal development or your professional development.
Yes.
And then inviting them to that. Okay, that's fantastic.
I did it all because I wanted to have more friends like-minded.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just literally like, what I love about my story is that I just trusted the things was going to happen to me. You know, I just trusted that I was in the right place, the right time, all the time.
Going with it. Yeah, so you had faith. So did those Facebook groups grow fairly quickly because everyone was still, I guess, on the high from attending those events?
Yeah, so they didn't grow as such because it was a private group, so I wouldn't let them grow.
Oh, okay.
But they were very active.
Okay, so and the people that you met during that day.
Yes.
Yeah, so was there potential for them to invite other people they met into that group?
Yes, yes. Right. So I was saying that to everyone. I was saying, make sure that if you meet anyone, put them in the group.
Excellent. Oh, she's clever. Yes.
It was so good. Like, in the UPW last year, we had over 150 people in the group.
Yeah,
so it's really cool. And then that group is still there. So anytime I want to talk to them or I want to, you know, go back to Sydney and say, guys, let's catch up. there is always
they're there
grace.
To tap back into.
And what happened as well, all these people will then see you on Facebook. And because I'm very active on Facebook, they will all start to see what I do and go, oh my God, Francesca, your videos are so good. And your so then they became clients and they became, right?
Right. Yes. Wow. So, and so this is just about a year and a half ago you began yes. this process.
Yes.
And it's grown exponentially.
Yes.
So how many people would you say that you've got at maximum for your meetups in terms of
I'd
audience?
Say between meetup, I've got around 12,000 people.
That's huge. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, in total, because I've got 6 meetup groups. I'm a co-organizer of another 6.
Yes.
So in total, we've got over 12,000. But then on Facebook, I haven't even count them. I must have at least 5,000 to 8,000 people
yes.
in all my
wow.
different pages. Yeah,
yeah.
I've got 4,000 only on my as friends.
Yeah, that's so, a lot of people
yeah.
in a short time.
Yes.
Well, and for people listening who are tuning in, this really is a case of. Francesca has a very unique personality, so when you do follow her on Facebook or you follow her through the meetup groups, you will soon see that personality has a great deal of, you know, to it as well. And
thank
so that authenticity is really important because you can't keep that level of energy that you exude all the time unless that comes fairly naturally.
Yes, that's absolutely true. In the same time, when I started to... I might go forward and you might ask me this after, but
yeah.
When I started to teach people how to start a meetup group, because I thought that's what I did. I started a meetup group and now I'm fully booked. That's what at the time I thought I did. I forgot about all my Facebook posts and all that.
Because the event sort of took over.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to do.
Yes.
Yeah, coordinate.
So when I started to teach the meetup mastery, I was only teaching meetup and my clients were doing well, but they were not doing as well as I was doing. So
right.
I was thinking, well, there's something missing. And my mentor at the time, which of course is my ex-mentor now.
Right.
He said, well, it's just because of your energy. All your clients don't have your energy, so of course they're not going to do as well as you. And I said, no, you can't tell me that. You know, I understand that I cannot teach them to be enthusiastic and to have my energy because that's my uniqueness. But everyone is unique their own way. And everyone will find the right client that will resonate with them and they will love their energy.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I don't think that it's me. I'm thinking I'm not teaching them something. And then I realized that I wasn't teaching the Facebook part.
Right. So I guess while they might not have the same personality, passion's definitely got to be there. Or
yes.
purpose has definitely got to be there, right?
Absolutely.
Because however you are as a person, that's got to be communicated
yes.
in some capacity like that.
Absolutely.
So, great. So Facebook was the next step that
yes.
really needed to elevate. So it was about cross-platform
yes.
promotion.
Facebook, social media, you know, Periscope and webinars and podcasts and everything that I, you know, the whole package that I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So your clients typically are service-based businesses, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I start to have as well now people that have like gyms and shops and because they realize that they have that's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, well, you know? Especially someone like her who owns a gym, their community
yeah.
is everything. So
exactly.
if they can create events within their
exactly.
within their community or, you know, extend out, that's another potential
yeah.
funnel for them to onboard people.
And you can do venues, use that, you know, the space for venues so you can, you know, start to have extra money because you can go and tap in all these meetups that are going around in the city and, you know, charge them $100 for the night. And have, you know, a couple of, you know, 20, 30 people in your venue,
yeah.
You know, one time once a week. Or, you know, it's always a great way to have more people so then they will see that this gym is beautiful. And, you know, there's always, like, different things that they can do.
Yeah. So as a meetup organizer, you can then create a relationship with, say, the business owner who you might pay a small fee to.
Yes.
So essentially a meetup would work that it could be a free event for people coming along.
Yes.
And then or it could be a paid event to cover the costs
exactly.
of running the event.
Exactly.
And
sometimes we need sponsors. So a lot of, you know, even like a beauty therapist that got a shop would give us a gift.
Yes.
You know, so they're our sponsors. Every time they give us a gift voucher or anything that we can give away as lucky door prize.
Right.
So
it's a cross-promotional opportunity
yeah.
for other people in attendance.
Yes, yes. So we have to understand that one of my rules that I teach my clients all the time and that I live by every single day, that everyone needs something. every single person needs something. So if you find out what they need and you'll be able to give it to them what they need, you can make a collaboration. You can, you know, win-win situation, which I'm passionate about.
Yeah. So and obviously if you can get people to an event, to a meetup,
yes,
then they're obviously looking for something. It's just whether you can deliver that for them.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Fix their problem or exactly. solve their problem.
Exactly. Because you know that a lot of time you run an event and then people, oh, I can't be bothered, I'm not going. So if you actually get them, if they actually are attending, that means that the pain is big enough.
Yeah.
And then you know that they need a solution.
They're putting themselves in a room to learn about that.
Exactly. So that means they need something.
So meetups really could apply to any industry.
Yes.
Because it's so it's not necessarily only for service-based businesses.
Exactly.
Retailers.
Absolutely.
Hospitality, obviously. They can actually create interest-based.
Yeah. There's a lot of real estate agency that use the space. They offer their space at night to do events.
Okay.
So then, you know, one of the members will be there, one of the, you know,
yeah,
employees will be there.
Yeah, as a representative.
Okay. And then they can give the cards away or have a chat. It's this genius. Like this, I've got a big plan for this meetup mafia.
Yes. That's one of your meetup groups is Meetup Mafia, yeah. Being Italian, but not mafia also. Not mafia.
No, not a real one.
Okay, yeah. So how many groups? So tell us the ones you have in Brisbane at the moment, because you're based in Brisbane, Australia.
Yes, yes.
You've got Meetup Mafia.
So Meetup
what's
Mafia,
the purpose of that?
Meetup Mafia is just for my the clients that come to my two-day workshop.
Yes.
So it's not a meetup. It's just a Facebook group. It's okay. A secret Facebook group. Right. And only people that come to my two-day workshop.
So your paid clients.
Yeah, my paid clients. Yeah. Only for them. It's a special community.
Okay.
But then a part of that, we've got Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset.
Yes.
In Brisbane.
And that's a meetup group or
that's
a Facebook page or both?
Both.
Right.
It's a meetup group and a Facebook group.
Right.
Yeah.
So they come to the meetup first and then you invite them to belong to the Facebook page.
Yes. And there's a lot of people that just join from Facebook and then see that we meet live.
Ah, so it goes back the other way as well.
And it goes back the other way.
Okay.
And I started that because the Facebook group is not Brisbane, is just Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset. And there's people from all over the world.
Right.
So it's really great for, I'm sending a lot of stuff online there as well.
Okay.
So it's really powerful.
Ah, okay. So there's potential to, so not necessarily only has to be geographical. If you've got a product to sell that you could sell on digital product, for
instance.
Absolutely.
And then I've started the same meetup in Sydney and then the same one in Melbourne.
Right.
So now Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset, the Facebook group is for everyone all over the world. But then the meetup groups are Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne.
You're right, geographically based.
Yes.
Okay. So I've just got questions swirling around. I've got so many questions for you swirling around in my head. I'm trying to choose which one.
Sure.
So how often would you suggest to people if they're looking to, because this can work for our listeners, it could work both ways. They could either be creating their own interest groups and going to a venue, or if they are a business that is a venue, like you said, a real estate agent or a restaurant or a cafe or whatever, they could actually approach meetup groups and say, look, you could on a quiet night come to my business and we could host it.
Absolutely.
And that brings awareness to their business. So there's a couple of angles here people can take
from this.
Yes, and
it's fascinating. Like, I'm looking for venues all the time. So anyone listening for a venue, let me know, because I'm always looking for venues for my Meetup Mafia. We've got 62 groups now, and there's more coming in this year. So 62 groups around Australia, we all need venues because, of course, especially at the beginning, the budget is very low because I teach them to do free meetups to gain trust. And then, you know, in a few, 3-4 months, then you can start to charge. But for the venue, it's massive advantage because they can be a sponsor of that meetup.
Yes.
And I've got Google Analytics on my meetup group to just check out how many people actually open that page. And I've got 1,800 members on my meetup group.
Yes.
And there is 6,000 clicks a month.
Wow.
6,000 people enter.
Enter into that group.
Into that group.
To see what's happening.
So if you're a sponsor, I can put your logo on the side of my meetup.
Fantastic.
And everyone will see it. They can click, go straight to your website.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And so if you are a restaurant or a cafe or a real estate agent or whoever else, you could host that.
Yes.
And then, of course, based on if you think that that is your audience.
Absolutely.
So, for instance, if you were a health person, yes. a health practitioner,
yes.
and you might not have a particular site, you could actually go somewhere like a paleo venue and exactly. ask them to be
absolutely
the event space.
Yes.
And then eventually that could potentially become a paid thing for the paleo business, for
absolutely.
Instance.
And on top of it, the paleo business should give a little bit of a taste for free so people can taste it and they go, oh my God, I'm going to come back here this weekend yes. for my wife, my kids, my family, my friends. So it's like a great marketing tool.
Yes.
And it's, in Italy, we do that naturally. Like we always give away at aperitif, you always yes. give away your best food.
That's
a
right.
A tiny bit to each person that come in. And people go, oh, my God, it's so yes. good, I'll come back.
That's right,
if you
absolutely.
Don't get people to try, they're never going to come back. They don't know about it.
Yeah. So it opens the door to everybody, yes. and then they can make their own decision
yes.
as they go along. So you're yes. providing value, yes. and as you increase those touch points along yes. the way, they can then choose whether they will pay a small fee. So exactly. would you step up your fees, would you say, the ticket prices to attend these gradually?
Yeah, very gradually. Because very as you said, Mel, it's all about trust.
Mm.
If a lot of people come to me and said, I've tried Meetup. Great. How many meetups have you done? Two. I haven't got any client. Two. It's not enough time to build trust.
No, that's right.
You know, it's like one of my clients said, Francesca, this is like dating.
Yes, no,
it
yeah, that's
is.
Right.
It
yes.
totally is. Yeah. If you date a girl and you know in the second date you say let's get married, she's gonna run and fast.
That's right.
Right. So or maybe vice versa as well.
Yes.
Right? So you can't tell a guy that you want to have kids on the first date. He was gonna run.
Yes.
You gotta wait until he's ready, and then you tell him, I want to have married and have kids. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Right. So it's the same thing. You gotta build trust, give, and when people are ready, they will come to you.
Yes,
I love this meetup because I don't like selling my own stuff. And most of us business owners, we don't like to sell our own product.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't like to sell our own product. We like to, you know, just have people come and knock our door and say, hey, can I have your business or yes. can I have your service, right? That's what Meetup will give you the chance to do that.
And Meetup is one of these things where it's marketing, it's advertising
yes.
on a personal level. So in terms of people being aware of who your brand is, say on Facebook separately, a Meetup is a physical connection. It's
yes.
putting a face to the brand.
Yes.
It's putting a name to the person that you see on the Facebook video or just the post, and it's making a much deeper connection,
yes,
isn't
absolutely.
it?
Absolutely. So it's like a lot of people follow me on Facebook, and when they see me live, all they want to do is hug me.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, I've been following
yes,
you for so
that.
Long, I want to hug you. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And if I would be like standoffish and go, what? Don't hug me. They'd be like, oh, you're not real. Like, you feel so real on online, but you're not.
Yes.
Right? So they want to see that what they see is true.
Yes.
And in fact, with me, like, it happened once in a car park, a customer stopped me and she said, you're Francesca, I've been following you for so long. And I gave her a hug and we chatted. And she's like, you actually are like you, what you show on Facebook. I'm like, why would I be any different? Like, of course, like, it's me.
Yes.
Because you don't want to, you know, you have to be real. That's what people want. They want real people and they want a real connection.
That's right. And I see it too in the photographs on social media of everyone in the background or, you know, when you're doing a Facebook Live thing and everyone's just completely, you know, giving off your energy there. Absolutely. So my next question then is about how often. So you're running events currently
yes.
in three cities in Australia.
Yes.
What advice do you give people on regularity? Because I would expect that people's calendars are busy with
yes.
other networking events. So you need to sort of plot this out in advance and you need to have some sort of regularity. How
yes.
often, how much is too much, too little?
Yes. So as a meetup group, if you start your own meetup group, at the beginning you have to give me a lot of events. Well, say at least one event every 10 days. Because if you wait too long, it will take you too long to get trust with your people. They will forget about your group. There is so much noise out there, so many events out there that you want your community to keep coming back to yours because
right.
you want to build that trust. So every 10 days, I tried everything. I tried every 5, I tried every 7. 10 days is perfect because it falls on a different day each week.
Right. So you're doing an event every 10 days.
I've done that for the whole year.
An event every 10 days?
Yes.
Wow. So do you have people who are coming to all of those, or is that just how you build your audience?
Yeah, not everyone's.
Because not everyone's going to suit
no.
to come to this one, but in 10 days
no.
they might be able
exactly.
to.
Exactly. But if I did one every month, imagine if you can't come back next month, then you're not going to see me for 4 months maybe.
Right.
Do you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, yeah.
And then you don't see me for 4 months when it's, we lost the connection.
Right, okay.
So if I do one every 10 days, even if you miss two or three, you're still going to see me twice a month.
Yes, yeah.
That's where we're going to build the connection.
And are you putting different content into yes. every one? That's a lot of work, isn't it?
And, well, it's not. That's what I'm passionate about. That a lot of my clients are, but I don't have a lot of content. I say, okay, hello. I started this meetup group that I was no one. I didn't know anything about anything. But yes. I was, every time someone would ask me a question, any type of question, like the ones that you're asking me now, all those ones will become my next talk.
Right, yes.
So people want to know how I'm high on energy all the time. All right, how do I do it? Let's have a look. Okay, I'll teach it. I'll show it.
So the content is in what people are already asking you or interested in.
What people want.
What they want.
Not what we think they need. Right. Because they don't care about that.
So it's the frequently asked questions sort yes. of go-to, right?
Yes.
Now, I notice people have been asking you this a lot lately, so yes. that's what we'll run with.
Yes, like exactly now, everyone is asking me how do I outsource? I've got virtual assistant. I had virtual assistant since I started my business. My dad was saying, you're crazy. You're paying them more than you pay yourself. I'm like, oh, yes, it will pay off. And yes. in fact, it did. So now the last 6 months, everyone has been asking me about that. Guess what? I've got a program now that I teach people how to do that.
Wow.
So it's like about listening what people want from you and delivering.
Brilliant. I love it. All right. So let's talk about return on investment because people yes. have, obviously they want to know when they're going to invest this energy and time.
Yes.
And is it a slow burn? Is it something that takes a while to build up?
Yes.
And what sort of, I mean, yours is quite intense, so
yes.
perhaps it was earlier. But what's your feedback from your clients? Is there when do you sort of start seeing a positive return on investment?
Yes. So, of course, I was new at this, so I had to find my own way around it, right? So I was doing a lot of events because I didn't know any better. Now I've understood, I learned from my own mistake, and I've got the blueprint on you know, what to do, what not to do. So I can see my clients that already after 1-2 meetups, they pick up new clients.
Yes.
Because I teach them how to do it.
Okay.
Because it's not about selling, it's about creating that trust and delivering what the clients want. So that's what I love about this. Is that not everyone, not all my clients get new potential clients in the first meetup. No, that would be a lie. Every now and again, though, they find the right formula and they go, I just got a client in my first meetup, right? So it depends on the experience, on the public speaking as well.
Because yes.
some people cannot public speak. So then those people, I tell them, start with a small group, be patient. And then you make it bigger and bigger.
Build
and bigger.
Up as you get confident.
Yes, exactly. Because I wasn't confident at all. I could not talk in public.
Yes.
If you saw me 2 years ago, at the 8th of October 2014, you would be laughing. And I'm going to show you when I have it. I'm creating now a video of me before and me after.
From before and after and your level of confidence.
Yeah,
and
because my thing is, if I did it, everyone can do it. Because I would, no, public speaking wasn't for me.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I look forward to seeing that then because I see you as obviously extremely personable on camera and very, very confident. So that'll be great to see. And it'll be what a great thing for your clients to see too, that there is that opportunity to go from being not so confident and building up.
Repetition is key. So, you know, a lot of my clients are doing well. Like one of my clients got 78 people at his first meetup.
Yes.
The other day I had to cancel my own empowering events. Because my client had 60 people going, and I had 6.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's good for them.
I was like, I love it. That means I'm teaching you something, right?
Yes.
But then, of course, I didn't, I was like, girls, what happened to our event? Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's cancel it.
Yeah.
First event I ever canceled in 2 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
great.
Because
my client was doing better than me on the same night.
That's good. That's a success either way, isn't it?
Exactly. I actually went to his meetup and it was very successful, so I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, so are your clients able to do every 10 days? Because I'm thinking, I'm looking to do a meetup somewhere down the line,
yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
But it's, it's on the radar.
Yes.
And I'm thinking probably once a month is what I can handle.
Yes.
So
they all panic when I tell them the 10 days. And
yes.
They go, oh my God, I don't have time. I said, well, first of all, that's why I now offer the virtual assistant for them, so they can outsource everything. Yes. And all they do, they come on the night and they do the presentation. Everything else is done for them.
Right. So you're fixing the problem, like
exactly.
you said.
Exactly. Yeah. See, I'm listening and I'm delivering what they need.
Right.
And so that's really important. But on top of it, so they do a meetup every 10 days, and then once they start to see the results, they just don't want to give up.
Yeah, okay. So they sort of you've got to commit to doing that regularly.
I'd say at least the first 2 months.
Yes.
And then after that, you can be... Like now, I'm not doing one every 10 days. But I've got such a presence online that when I do put an event, people follow me anyway.
Yes,
So it's sort of like gauging what point of your following you are at.
So there's a lot of reflection required. So there's reflection after each event to see what you could be doing to make it better the next time. Do you actually ask for feedback?
Yes.
Is there value in saying, okay, look, our event's done now.
Yes.
I'd really love to know, because I want to make this better, what I could be doing better to address your needs. Is that what you've done?
I used to. It's fascinating because to be a leader, you have to give, help people, let people in, but always be a little bit of not asking for too much. Yes. And I realized last year when I was new at this and I was asking a lot of feedback that people were trying to take over, and then it was sort of becoming their event.
Right.
So I actually for the little events, I don't ask as such for feedback, and I don't suggest my clients to ask for a whole lot of feedback. I will probably most ask for, very basic things that if they get changed, they don't not going to.
So not giving people too much power.
No.
It's really about, I guess you can gauge your audience, their interests, and then over time whether the numbers are increasing or decreasing.
Yes.
So, okay, and then so as your numbers get bigger, you can.
Yes.
Okay.
We're very lucky that we've got the perfect formula on how to get people to be a community, but still maintain the leader status.
Yes.
Because that's what you want to be. You want to be the person of influence. You want to be the leader. You want to be the go-to person.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, fantastic. Now, I think you've sort of alluded to this. Well, you have alluded to this in my questions, in your answers already, but what are some cost or time-saving measures that you use that allow you more freedom in your business? So you talk about the VAs or the PAs.
Yes.
Is that what's made the shift for you?
Yes, absolutely. And every single time that you need to hire someone is, like, so scary. You just go, oh, my God, I don't know if I should do this.
Take that step, yes.
It's a really, like, it's a jump. It's not just a step. I just feel like there's a huge river and you go, okay, I'm just going
to
jump.
Right, because it's another wage that you have to factor in.
Yes.
And if there's not enough income, then it means that your wage either depletes or disappears entirely.
Yes. So I'm totally aware that now I've got a new executive assistant, and, of course, it's someone in Australia, so you're not going to pay $10 an hour anymore like I do to my VAs in the Philippines.
Right.
That for them, of course, is a great wage.
Yes.
So it's like, a person here. So that's, of course, is the highest.
Yeah, cost of living.
Yeah, cost of living. So I understand that that's going to affect my wage, so I'm probably not going to have many dinners out this month, but that's okay. That's what that's what you do, right, to budget out and understand that this is going to benefit my business in long term.
Yes.
And as business owners, we have to look at the bigger picture and say, that's where I'm going.
Absolutely.
And make decision and twist and tweak as you go.
Yeah.
And the thing is as well, like people, I used to think, once I get to a six-figure business, I will have money everywhere. I will have, and it's not true because all my money goes back into the business because I don't want to stop here. This year is my goal is 1.5 million by December. And it's not a goal because of money. I don't want the money. It's just the freedom to be able to follow my real, real, real dream. Mm,
okay, so to take this business to the next level, to reach as many people as possible and to empower them to be lifting their profile and building their following or their community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go back to their passion because we've been told from so many business owners and so many mentors that, we have to follow where the money is. Instead, I teach people to follow your passion because that's where the money is.
Right. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's going to be because when things get tough, which they are for a long period of time, especially in the early days,
absolutely.
That's what's going to get you're either going to stop at some point or you're going to push on.
Yes.
And,
and unfortunately, with people that stop is because they haven't had the right mentors that they push them towards their passion, not away from the passion.
Mm, okay. So mentors have been very important to you in your life.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
And you have a new mentor?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Nagel.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And Natasha, I'll say that Natasha, we're collaborating and I'm learning a lot from her. She's saying that she's learning a lot from me, which for me is very humbling because I'm going, shut up, really?
There's that shut up there. Yeah, you see a lot of that in her videos when you tune in, yes.
I had to put it on somewhere.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how it's important, but it's also important to let them go.
Okay.
When it's time.
And how do you know?
I think you just know when...
So you're not walking out maybe feeling... Like you've stirred up a lot of ideas. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think you get a mentor, and the mentor will give you some things to do. You have to put them straight away into practice. Do it, action. I'm a doer. I don't just talk. I do the things.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me to do something, I'll make it happen. And if that goes well, I'm happy. I come back. So I gotta give me something else that really worked. One more. Give me more. Once they don't have anything else to give you.
Yes.
That's when you say, thank you, I'm going to the next mentor. And yeah. It's not disrespectful. I would always, all my mentors, all my coaches until now, I will always talk about them. I will always suggest them to my people because they help me create what I am now.
That's right. So. Different people come into, as the saying goes too, different people come into our lives for different reasons.
Yes.
And sometimes they exit. And
it's like, you know, some friend, exactly, you just have to understand when it's time to move on and take the step to the next level.
Okay.
And then you get a new mentor and it's scary because you don't know each other yet. It's all the starting over again, but that's what makes you grow.
Mm. Good advice. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, I know you've got your book launch coming up in Brisbane. The book is called Follow Me.
Shut up and build your network.
So when's your event? Tell us about it and where people can find all the information.
Yes. So my event is on the 24th of February in Brisbane. It's very exciting because I was actually yesterday at another book launch in Melbourne with all the other authors that we wrote the book to get, you know, in a retreat. And it was fascinating that everyone had their family and friends there and I don't have any family here. You know, my family, my friends are my clients, pretty much.
Yes.
I don't have, I've got some friends, of course, but the number of people that are really my followers are my friends. So I really count on all of them to be there on that night because that's who I love here in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's on the 24th. It's at Nathan's Bar in Stone's Corner.
Yes.
It's a very young guy that opened a bar. And he needs help, so I'm really happy to, you know, host my events at his venue because it's always great to help, you know, young people.
Yes, people starting often a business and promoting.
Yes.
So it's a win-win. You get a location, and he gets the audience.
Yes. Okay. And he's really happy that I always bring him a lot of people, and I do pay for the venue as well because I'm happy. You know, if I'm charging for the night, why not?
Absolutely.
There's a budget for the night. I'll pay. So I'm doing it there, and you can find the event on Facebook.
Okay.
So if you go into my page, Francesca Moy, you can find it there. It will be on the Meetup Queen page as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, everywhere. I'll talk about it for the next 3 weeks. So you follow me, you'll find out where to book for sure.
Excellent. So Francesca Moy, spelled M-O-I, and the Meetup Queen. So if you search on Facebook, you'll be able to find that.
Thank you.
Excellent. Francesca, it's been really great talking to you. I've learned a lot myself, and I'm sure people listening have as well. So best of luck with the rest of your book tour.
Thank you.
And I look forward to speaking to you when you've achieved your next milestone. So maybe this time next year we can get together and have a chat about what you're doing and bring some new information.
I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
And that's a wrap, episode 53 with Francesca Moy. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before you go, have you given us a review or rating on iTunes? If you haven't, then would you? Because what we're trying to do is lift our visibility in the ratings. That's how it works on iTunes. So the higher rating we get, the more visibility we get, and the more business owners like yourself get access to the information from the fantastic guests we have on board. Get on iTunes, give us a rating, give us a review. We'd be very grateful. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Customer Centric Show. For additional smart ways to attract more customers, profits, and freedom, head on over to the website www.customercentricshow.com.
Don't forget to check out the sponsors of today's show, The Corner Office in Brisbane City. You can check them out at thecorneroffice.club. They're perfect for meetings of any kind, from 3 to 6 people through to boardrooms of 10 to 20 people. And today's show was in the Canary Wharf meeting room with a view overlooking Adelaide Street. So check them out. Check out their Facebook page, The Corner Office.